B-Pod Studios.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line.
It's hot, damn hot.
I don't want a hot take.
Pump your ass.
Bring the Heat is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your AC revved up and ready for summer? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
Okay.
To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Now, Bring the Heat.
Let's go.
All right, Bring the Heat. No Anthony or Jason today. Anthony off the rest of the week. Jason will be back tomorrow. So it's Jamie Lynch and myself, Andrew Salchunas.
I just saw a tweet here. I know it's not Bring the Heat.
Ahead.
How long until the Charlie chants start at Citizens Bank Park?
Well, it'll happen today.
If he's there. I don't know if he was on the road or what.
Well, why wouldn't he be there?
He's been doing a lot of scouting.
Yeah, I know. He's got to be there.
I would think he is, but it's also supposed to torrentially downpour tonight.
Let me say this. There's no way they woke up this morning, whether it was Klentak,
McPhail. He probably knew yesterday, yeah.
There's no way they went, oh, you know what? We're going to fire John Manley today.
He should be there.
No, they probably gave him the Giants series. They lost that game 4. They knew they had an off day, so they were probably like, yo, Charlie, we're going to bring you in. We're going to fire John. We'll let John know on Tuesday.
Yeah.
All right.
But it'll be interesting because those chants will happen.
Yes. They will happen. All right, let's get to Bring the Heat.
Wow, the clouds just parted. The sun came out, and I look up, I see Charlie Manuel's oval face. Wow! Was not expecting this. Do you believe in miracles?
Yeah, I wasn't expecting this at all. Like, you...
Yes!
So,
I was stunned.
When the news broke, in case you're just joining us, you and I were talking Eagles at the time, because it was right after Doug Peterson spoke. The Doug Peterson press conference was back at 11:10 today, and we were trying to, you know, BS our way until Carson was ready. And I'm saying something, I look up at you, and your eyes were just wide open. I'm like, what?
Like, I was like, I see a Todd Zalecki tweet that just blew me away.
And I'm like, okay, what? And I type in Todd Zalecki as you're reading the tweet.
And then I saw your eyes go, whoa.
I'm like, oh my God, they did something. I did not think with 44 games left they would make a change. I really didn't.
I didn't either. I thought because of the way Gabe talked about Chris Young and John Mailey, he was going to go down with their ships.
Yeah, and especially that the fact that they are still just 2 games out of the wild card. You see coaching changes happen with 2 weeks left in the season when they're done and they give the guy the interim manager.
No,
or
this is a move that they believe might have a real impact here in the final 44
games.
Will
it have much of an impact? We'll see. I mean, it's just a hitting coach, but maybe Charlie changed the way they... I read you the numbers. Bryce Harper is a 450 hitter on first pitch.
If he changes one simple thing, and that's being aggressive early in counts, then it worked, in my opinion.
We'll see what happens. What's next?
And another thing, Gabelicious, you treat your lineup card like it's a beaker. This is not a f***ing IPS experiment. J.O. wannabe Tony Robbins.
Yeah, he's not a big Gabe Kapler fan, as you can imagine. He's been calling all season long. Calls him Gabe-alicious. Yeah, it's awesome. He calls him Gabe-alicious. He's not a big Gabe Kapler fan. The lineup card thing, listen, he put Bryce Harper in the leadoff spot, and I know nobody wants to see that, but whatever. You know, it actually worked for one game.
Yeah,
They did it against the Marlins earlier in the year, and Bryce Harper played well in the leadoff spot.
You haven't had a leadoff hitter since Andrew McCutchen went down.
No, you really haven't.
Bryce Harper is the best suited guy to be your leadoff hitter. And I know that sucks because he should be one of your power guys, but he's not really giving.
Does Charlie think he's a leadoff hitter?
It'll be real interesting to see because he played his best ball last year in the second half of the season with the Nationals in the leadoff spot. He saved his season because he started off last year poorly. They put him in the leadoff spot and he became great.
You know who I want to see bat earlier in the lineup, to be honest? I want to see Realmuto bat second.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with anything.
Whatever works.
It's been so bad that I'm okay with whatever.
But I wouldn't mind seeing... I'm okay with that.
JT in the two-hole.
We'll get to the next message. I want to play...
Because he's fast enough that he can hit there.
Well, he's the fastest catcher in baseball.
I mean, he doesn't look like a catcher when he's running.
No. He is statistically proven the fastest catcher in
baseball.
That's
fine
right
with me. He can put the ball in the opposite field. He can hit behind runners.
I'm going to try to see what his numbers are when there's runners in scoring position versus nobody on.
He's one of your best bats.
None on, he's hitting 270. All right. Pace is loaded. We've seen him struggle. 222. Runners on. 273. All right. Well, the leadoff guy gets on.
Yeah, Bryce gets on with his on base of what? Like 360-something?
Yeah. And JT bats second.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Now you have no power once you get to 4, 5, 6, but we've been dealing with that all season.
Well, you keep Reese at 3? put Segura at four?
No, Segura bats three, Hoskins bats four.
Kingery five?
Sure. Unless when Bruce comes back.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Maybe right, we bat Vince Velasquez fifth.
He had a hit. What's next?
You know, we can all sit here and do the same old song and dance, talk about the three primary suspects that have led the Phillies to this absolute disaster of a season. Or we could all just really go to the main cause and the main root of the problem at the current moment in time, and that is the individual in Mr. Middleton himself, who refuses to do anything or even capture the fact that his team is
Well, I do think John Middleton had something to do with this decision. Now, that obviously, that call from Graff comes in before the decision was made.
Yeah.
I know Anthony said he thinks McPhail may have been a part of it.
I mean, I'm sure it was on their mind. How could it not be? You know what I mean?
Of course.
And Gabe coming out saying, like, no, they're doing a great job. I'm going to stick with them. He's protecting his guys. That had to kind of incense McPhail and Klentak a little bit.
I really have no thought on my mind that Klentak had nothing to do with this. I'm sure Klentak tried saying no.
You think?
Klentak brought him in.
Yeah.
One of his hitting coaches. I mean, it's not just John Maley's approach. It's an organizational approach.
Oh, yeah. This is bigger than John Maley. This is just a figurehead right now for their bigger problems.
And Matt Klentak, boy genius, thinks he knows everything about baseball, thinks he can just bring in guys and listen to the way he wants things done. Charlie Manuel is not going to listen to Matt Klentak. He will laugh at Matt Klentak.
Yeah. I mean, Anthony told you, Charlie and Rube used to battle. Charlie's not one to be told what to do. Like, he believes in what he believes.
Especially from Matt Klentak.
Yeah.
Who's a puppy in this role of baseball.
He's younger than me. I think he's 36.
How do you feel about that?
Weird.
What's next?
I can't wait for the NBA. The NBA is going to be crazy. With all the players changing teams, it's going to be some epic, epic battles cup this season. And I believe that our Philadelphia 76ers are going to be right in the freaking mix. They got the team that I think that they put together is going to make a run in the conference that they're in. I think that the Sixers will win the division outright. I'm saying it right now that the Sixers with Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, and Al Horton and Josh Richardson are going to win the freaking division.
Big Al Horton fan.
I love Al Horton.
Tim Hortons.
He's one of the most underrated players in the NBA. I love
that man who leaves our messages.
A lot of passion.
He's great. Al Horton.
Did you hear the stat I read earlier today? And it was from an ESPN article about Josh Richardson. And it has to do with their defensive rating. And it's unbelievable. So basically the stat is this. With a minimum of 700 shots defended against last year, according to Second Spectrum Research, opposing players shot 41.6% when Richardson was the closest defender. That tied him for the fifth best among 100 players to defend at least those 700 shots. Do you want to know who the remaining top five of those players were?
I didn't read this. Tell me who, Jamie.
Anthony Davis. Okay, yeah, he plays out west now. Joel Embiid, Al Horford, and Ben Simmons.
Oh, so four of your starting five.
The defense for this Sixers team should be one of the best in basketball. I expect them to be a top three defensive team on top of their offensive capabilities. That's pretty exciting.
This is going to be an incredible season. We were going to react to some of the schedule, at least I was, because it happened at 3 o'clock.
Charlie kind
of
trumped that.
Yeah, but 23 national televised games, that's awesome.
It's actually 36 if you include the NBA TV games.
Okay, so
it's
36
fifth most in the NBA.
That.
So it's Clippers, Lakers, Rockets, and Warriors are the only teams ahead of them. And not by much. The Sixers are right there.
And you got the Christmas Day game. You have New Year's Eve, which is cool.
Yeah.
You have nine getting ready for the night.
I think it's 9 TNT games, which are my favorite ones.
Yes, they are.
Because I love Shaq, Kenny, and Charles,
and
Ernie.
There's no more... the player-only broadcast.
Yeah,
that's done.
Thank the Lord.
Because they had a lot of those last year because they were on TNT again a lot
bad.
Last season. But that's
bad.
Awesome. And the Adrian Wojnarowski news, or that he was reporting that the games are going to start 30 minutes earlier.
Good.
The national televised game.
It's ridiculous.
So you're
to
not
going to
be up till midnight.
8:30 at night. Like, what the hell?
In your, Eastern time.
Yeah. Like, what are we doing?
Like, the Sixers aren't playing until 8:30. And then it's
cool.
And if you go down... you're not getting home till 1 because that traffic leaving the center is awful.
I don't know many people my age that stay up past 10:30 anymore.
Wow. That's a shame.
Wait till you get washed, Andrew. You'll learn all about it.
I'm pretty much washed.
Well, you've always been washed. You were just young and washed.
That was Bring the Heat, brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your AC revved up and ready for summer? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you. The number to leave a message would be 610-771-975.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.